It rained in eastern Kentucky today as family and friends gathered to bury Tom Gish. He owned a small-town newspaper that made a big impact. Gish and the Mountain Eagle in Whitesburg, Kentucky, helped bring attention to political corruption, to Appalachian poverty, and the excesses of coal mining. He persisted despite boycotts and a firebomb attack. NPR's Howard Berkus has this remembrance.
It was Tom and Pat Gish, partners and husband and wife, who turned a pleasant, chatty, and inoffensive weekly into a journalistic cause. Before the Gishes bought the Mountain Eagle in Whitesburg, Kentucky in 1956, its masthead declared it a friendly, nonpartisan weekly newspaper. Under the Gishes, the slogan simply became this: "The Mountain Eagle, it screams."
Later, it was "It Still Screams" after they burned it down.
Steve Kaywood is an attorney in Pineville, Kentucky, who knew Tom Gish for 40 years.
It expresses a determination to scream out from the local level to Frankfurt to Washington to the people of the country that this is something that needs to be addressed and this is something we're not going to stop shouting about.
Tom Gish's voice was silenced Friday at age 82. He'd been suffering from kidney and heart problems. The injustices he railed about included poverty, illiteracy, strip mining damage, unsafe coal mines, unresponsive school boards, corrupt public officials, and ineffective federal programs. And boy, did he tick people off. Carol Smith is a coal miner and former Letcher County executive.
He just stepped on so many toes that some people felt like they needed to get rid of him, and they tried burning him out, and I don't think he missed the issue of the paper. They printed it anyway.
That firebombing of the Mountain Eagle in 1974 followed stories about police mistreatment of young people. After other stories, he and his reporters were barred from public meetings, businesses withheld advertising, and Gish was threatened. Many times, he told CBS News reporter Charles Kuralt in 1969. Kuralt asked Gish why he simply didn't leave.
Yeah, but that would amount to a kind of surrender that I just can't do.
That persistence and the Mountain Eagle's exposés attracted global attention. Reporters from the biggest papers and networks made pilgrimages to little old Whitesburg to get briefed on Appalachia and to ask Gish why was he so stubborn. Al Cross directs the Institute for Rural Journalism at the University of Kentucky.
Too many people in rural journalism have courage but burn out or get caught in some sort of economic circumstance that forces them to sell out or give up. These people persevered, and they set an inspirational standard for everyone in community journalism and journalism as a whole, really.
That perseverance was hard financially. At one point, boycotts kept the paper down to 4 tabloid pages. Sometimes the whole family pitched in, 5 kids in all, to get the paper out. And today, with the patriarch gone and Pat retired, the couple's son, Ben, runs the Mountain Eagle. Tom Gish leaves behind a little newspaper that still screams. Howard Berkus, NPR News.